I pray that I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you look at the Bible readings today, you could be forgiven for thinking this is all a bit dim and dismal and kind of hard work. And we look at the reading from Lamentations. Lamentations is actually a beautiful book. There's some notes in it about it in Partnership News, but it's like a poetry book. But it's a lament over the fall of Jerusalem, the final fall of Jerusalem in about 580. And it's like, you know, the city is gone, the temple's destroyed, so on and so forth. So it's quite sad. And then the reading from Timothy, Paul is writing to Timothy, and it's all about the suffering and it's hard work and, you know, keep going, chaps. And then we get the reading from the Gospel where Jesus appears to speak to his disciples really quite harshly when they're just seemingly asked a simple question. But actually, if you look at all of those readings, there is a real thread of hope and encouragement which goes through them all. Even further reading in Lamentations, which is one of the readings which is read every year in synagogues around the July-August time, as you'll see, there's that hope that for those who do not lose the faith, God himself is faithful and will bring that restoration, and he will bring hope. And that theme of hope comes across all of the readings. And then you look at the Gospel reading where, as I say, it looks as if Jesus has spoken quite harshly to these disciples. It's even tougher when you think of the previous verses, which we don't have read in our reading. Jesus has explained to the disciples as they're heading off to Jerusalem that they should expect temptation and sin, and, you know, it's going to be tough as they move on in their faith. And so Jesus has just said, this is going to be really hard, persevere. And the disciples then quite understandably turn to Christ and say, if that's the case, increase our faith. And Jesus, in his response, tries to point out what faith is all about. Because if we change the metaphor slightly, it's perhaps easier to understand. If Jesus had said to his disciples, do you know, in the weeks and months ahead, there's going to be quite a lot of physical activity, quite a lot of running. And if the disciples had said to him, Lord, make us fit, we all get it. It's like, no, you can't make somebody else fit. You can tell somebody else to go to the gym, you can put a regime together, you know, in terms of getting fit. But ultimately, getting fit is something that we have to do ourselves. And that's what Jesus was saying about faith. Increasing faith, increasing our personal faith, is not something that somebody else can do. It's something that we have to do for ourselves. Because our faith, however small we may feel that is, however faint we may feel that is, faith is actually the spiritual reality in which we live our lives. It's the core of who we are as spiritual beings. And at the very centre of that, for Christians, is that sense of servanthood and service that we see in Christ. And that's why it's entirely logical when Jesus is talking about faith, he uses the analogy of servanthood and service with his disciples, because that's the best picture he can give them. And what he's saying to them is, increasing faith, however small, however faint, however long it feels since we've ever done anything like that, is a question of step by step living out that faith in our lives. And it is through living out that faith in very small steps that our faith is increased. It's something that through God and the gift of God enables within us. But it's something that we do as we step out, step by step by step. Just doing the small things, saying the small things, doing the small things as part of our spiritual being, that our faith in God and in Christ is increased. And that's partly what Paul was saying to Timothy. Paul and Timothy are really good friends. As we know, Paul was a Jew but was a Roman citizen. Timothy also stood across the Jewish and the Gentile world. Timothy's mother was Jewish, his father was a Gentile. Paul had met Timothy on his first missionary journey in Lystra, and the two had become friends, and Timothy had accompanied Paul. He'd gone on journeys with Paul. He'd been kind of an emissary for Paul and delivered letters for him. And Paul is now at the end of his life. These are, in some words, the words that he gives to Timothy are probably the last words that he kind of communicated en masse. So he's trying to tell Timothy what it is about the faith that he should live out. That's why he encourages Timothy. You know, Timothy is really close to Paul, and Paul wants, as he leaves him, to give him that encouragement. That's why he says, fan into a flame that which is within you. It might be really small, and you know, some commentators would have Timothy as being really quite a timid person. Not sure that's the case. But Paul says, fan into a flame that which is within you. And then Paul gives the key as to why Timothy and ourselves are able to do that. He says, because we're not alone. I am with you. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are enabled to take those steps of faith. It's not that we're taking those steps of faith to increase our own faith ourselves. God is with us as we go out into the world. God is with each one of us in the presence of his Holy Spirit. He helps us take those steps, step by step by step. That's what Paul is saying to Timothy. Take those steps, live out that active faith, but the Holy Spirit is with you. That's why you can be bold. And there's a brilliant phrase in the original. It says, because God hasn't given us a spirit of timidity. He's given us a spirit of bottle. Up and at him. That's the kind of spirit that God gives. God gives us not a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of hypomene, a bottle of courage, of bravery, of being able to step out, so that we don't need to be apologists for what we believe, but we can be true evangelists and speak out positively about our faith. We can live out positively our faith, however small, however long it seems to be since we've ever done something like that. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have that. And as we live out that faith in our own simple ways, not necessarily doing what we think as big things, but just doing the little things, so we, as a body of people, bring hope to the world, just as the Jews, when they read Lamentations, had hope, just as the disciples, as they understood what living out that faith was all about, had hope and encouragement for the future. And just as that early church that Timothy represented, and he's probably latterly at Ephesus, but that early church too, had that hope and encouragement that says there is more to life than just the human reality. The spiritual reality in which we live is our faith. And as we live out our faith, so our faith grows, we offer hope to the world, and through that, the world is transformed to the place that God intends it to be. Amen.